Okay, as I'm sure you know, this past week Klal Yisrael lost a gadol. Rav Belsky, Zichrono Levracha, the Rashiva of Torah Das, posek for the OU, and that's probably in that capacity that he affected our lives, in a more practical way than any stam Rosh Yeshiva of a yeshiva that we don't attend. But we relied on his Piskei Halacha. We do rely on his Piskei Halacha day in and day out. I think Rabbi Ganak said in his hesped, the only reason anyone's allowed to eat fish nowadays is because of Rav Belsky's very important Piskei Halacha with regard to fish. So I thought maybe for the Temen Halacha Shirim this week, we'll dedicated to, meaning we'll try to study some of Rav Belsky's tshuvas on different topics, as opposed to giving a broad hekif of a given topic. We'll maybe look at what Rav Belsky has to say. Rav Belsky was a unique posek in the sense that not only was he a bucky in Torah, a tremendous bucky in Torah, a kind of bakiyas that you don't see, that you don't often see. Just to illustrate, Rabbi Levin and I were talking to Rav Schechter a few weeks ago, and Rabbi Levin was asking about gel caps and the kashrus, and Rabbi Schechter said, I don't think it's roi l'achila at all, and I don't think it's an issue at all, but Rabbi Belsky disagrees. Rabbi Belsky says that if you melt it in warm water, it then becomes very edible. Whatever the discussion was, so Rav Schechter said, it's machlokas between me and Rabbi Belsky. Rabbi Belsky's machmir, and I'm mekel. So he said, oh, okay, so we could be mekel. He said, Rav Schechter was stunned that we thought that. He said, no, Rav Belsky's a bucky in Yeridea. He knows it backwards and forwards. He knows every prima gadma. No, you can't be Mekli. You have to be Choshish Rav Belsky, which is it's stunning to hear something like that from the likes of Rav Schechter. Like his bekiyus was beyond. But aside from his bekiyus in Torah, it's somewhat ironic that we come from a world where we celebrate Torah Umada and all this secular knowledge. There's not a single Rosh Yeshiva in any of our affiliated institutions that knows math and science and anatomy as well as Rav Belsky did. Because in order to paskin these halachos, he was so thorough. He would study the inyan ad hasof, to make sure that he had complete, it wasn't just, oh, someone described it to me like this, so it must be that they're describing. No, he studied, when he needed to learn what the different parts of an animal were in terms of traboring and everything else, and to give ashkacha and butcher, he spent 2 weeks in a butcher shop getting yelled at and cursed at so that he could learn the malacha. So he could look at any piece of meat and tell you exactly what part of the animal that's from. Meaning everything was studied so thorough. He studied everything on asof. So I thought maybe, as I mentioned, we'll spend this week doing some, so at least through the week of Shiva, we'll do some tshuvas of Rav Belsky. So there's one fascinating tshuva, which is a topic we've spoken about, I think, even in the Temen Halacha Shir, but I don't think I was aware of this tshuva of Belsky. He has a volume called Shulchan Alevi, which is Shilas and Tshuvas on Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. The first section of Shulchan Alevi is pretty short tshuvas, quick tshuvas. Here's the halacha, one or two, five, six lines describing it. Then in the end of the Sefer, he has longer tshuvas where he really fleshes out the issues more thoroughly. So in Simin Yud, in the second part of the Sefer in Shulchan Alevi, he discusses what happens if there's a machlokas haposkim, whether something is permissible or not. Some people hold yes, some people hold no. You hold like your poskim that it's mutter, that it's usher to do. And your friend holds like his poskim that it's mutter to do. Let's say opening bottles on Shabbos, a plastic bottle where the cap comes off or whatever, the ring comes off. So you hold that it's usher, but your friend holds that it's mutter. Are you allowed to ask the other guy to do it for you? Because he holds that it's mutter, so it's not, he's not doing anything wrong. Is it mutter to ask him to do, to make another Jew your Shabbos guy? A very interesting question. Someone told me that they were in Flatbush Hatzalah. Now, Flatbush Hatzalah follows the Pesach of Rav Moshe Feinstein that if you go to respond to a call, you're allowed to drive back. That's Rav Moshe's Shita. Borough Park Hatzalah does not hold of Rav Moshe's Shita. If you go, you can have a guy drive you back, but you yourself cannot drive back. So he said he once responded to a call. He was in the hospital, and a fellow from Borough Park Hatzalah was there and said, I don't want to wait for the guy to come. Can you just drive me back? So a very similar Indian, right? You have the Borough Park Hatzalah guy holds it's us, or it's Chil Shabbos. But he knows that his Flatbush friend relies on a very reliable sheet of Rav Moshe, and he's gonna drive back anyway. Now, clearly, the Flatbush guy can't drive the Borough Park guy back to Borough Park, because every time he hits the gas and everything, you're not allowed to do extra things. That's obviously usur. Rav Moshe doesn't hold. You can make like a million pit stops along the way. You could just drive home. but can you at least drive him back to Flatbush? So a very similar kind of a shayla. So Rav Belsky argues that it is usur, that one may not ask someone who holds that something is mutter to do something for him on Shabbos, specifically with opening the bottles. Rav Asher Weiss happens to have a tshuva on exactly the same topic about opening bottles, opening containers. Rav Belsky holds it's usur, and he gives four reasons for it. Reason number one, he says, is mitzad shlichus l'dvar avera, that generally speaking, we have a principle, ein shliach l'dvar avera, but the Gemara B'Metzia tells us that Amar Ravina hecha Amrina ein shliach l'dvar avera hecha de shliach bar chiyuvu. When do we say ein shliach l'dvar avera? That when I send you to do an avera, that the avera doesn't relate back to me. That's only if the shliach is a bar chiyuv. The shliach is someone who's also obligated, so he shouldn't have listened to me. He should have listened to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishalman. We're going to see later on in Kiddushin that you should have listened to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You shouldn't have listened to me. But if he himself is not a bar chiyuvahu, and I know that he's going to actually listen, well then it reverts back to shlichus. So when I ask him to do it for me, it's the maisa relates back to me. It relates back to me being mishaleachim, and therefore it would turn out that it's as if I did the avera. The Raman Shulchan Aruch Hashmishpat Kuf Pei Beis Sif Aleph writes La Halacha VeKol Davar Shluchos Shalom Kamoso Chutz Miladvar Avera Dekayim L'Nein Shliach Dvar Avera VeDavka Shashliach Bar Chiyuva Avol Meino Bar Chiyuva VeShliach Afil Dvar Avera. The Rama Paskins like what Ravina says in that Gemara Babasiyat Av Yiram and Beis, that if the person is not a Bar Chiyuva, then there's Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera. So he says now, someone who does like a certain posek and everything he does is based on the shita of that posek, like opening plastic bottles on Shabbos, that's a maisa shel heter for him. He has no chiyuv not to do it, so he's considered a lav bar chiyuva legabe that maisa. So the shlichus therefore becomes a full fledged shlichus. And even if the mishaleich himself holds like a shita that holds that it's usur, so I hold what you're doing is an isser, I hold that you're a bar chiyuv, and it is usur, but nevertheless, since you're following a legitimate posek, you are considered a lav bar chiyuva. So therefore, there would be shlichus. So Rav Belsky on this prat of yesh shlichus bar avera writes v'kitzarti b'makom shav shalaharich, that this is a sugya, this is something that we could spend a lot more time on, but you know, for now, that's all we'll say. Second, he says, second reason why you're not allowed to ask someone else to do it is that it would be a violation of Lifnei Iver. Meaning when I say that I hold you're not allowed to open these bottles on Shabbos, it means that I hold it's an Isser. I hold that your rabbi is mistaken. I think he's making a mistake. He's doing something wrong. So if I hold that it's usur, I don't only hold that it's usur for me, I hold that it's usur for you. It just happens to me. You're not listening to me. You're not asking me. You're asking your rabbi. So, but I hold it's usur for you. So lishitasi, I should not be allowed to ask you to do it because it's a violation of Lifnei Iver. It's interesting because if you really hold that way ad asof, that I mamish hold that it's usur for you, so shouldn't I have to try to stop you? Shouldn't I like take all the bottles away from you so that you don't open anything? I should try to stop you from violating the isur. I should make a big macha every time you want to open a bottle. No, don't do that. Your rabbi's wrong. You don't know. You're going to violate Shabbos. So Belsky writes, I shouldn't make a macha when you're doing based on psak, but still, according to the shitasi, according to my shita, that it's aser, I can't ask you to do it for me. That would be a violation of lifnei iver, even if it's only beremiza, even if I only ask beremiza. And he says there is what to be mefalpel on this issue, whether it really is lifnei iver. And the footnote says you can look in the tshuva k'saf sofer yordei simnayin zayin ma'bit chel galv simul chavalv. All this quarter by Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Mincha Shlomo chel galv simul memdalid, who hold that it's not lifnei iver in this case, but nevertheless it's at least mechur adavar, that it doesn't seem right. Now, you're going to hold something's usur, you can have someone else do it. Now, it should be noted that on this issue, that I hold it's usur, so therefore I necessarily hold that what you're doing is wrong. That's not always the case. Rav Belsky does not make this point, but Rav Asher Weiss makes this point in his tshuva. It's not always the case. Let's say I'm an Ashkenazi Jew and you're a Sephardi Jew. and I know you're going to follow Maran Beit Yosef. You follow the Pesachim of the Beis Yosef based on your tradition. And I'm like what Rav Avadi used to say, Achenu b'nei Ashkenaz hayotzim b'yad Ramah. I'm always going to follow the Ramah. So that means that I hold you're mistaken, that I hold you're violating an Isser. So Rav Asher Weiss thinks there's room to be mechalik between clear ancient traditions, where I hold what you're doing is right for you, and I hold what I'm doing is right for me, but wrong for you, etc., versus something that's, still being debated, that's still being disputed, where I hold that what you're doing is actually wrong. But Rabelsky doesn't make that distinction, because it wasn't his topic. His topic was about plastic bottles, which has nothing to do with Sephardim and Ashkenazim. Third point, he says. Third reason it's Aser is the Isra Amira B'Shabbos, meaning there's an Isra called Amira La'akum. Why would Amira L'Yisrael be any better than Amira La'akum? If you're not even allowed to ask a guy who has no mitzvah of Shabbos whatsoever to do something for you, you should for sure not be allowed to ask a Jew who does have a mitzvah of Shabbos to do something for you. And he says, based on, he has a smach from the Mechilta. The Mechilta on the pasuk Kol Melech Lo Yaseh Behem, the Mechilta says, Lo Sasa Ata, Lo Yaseh Chavercha, that you shouldn't do it, your chaver shouldn't do it, and a nachri shouldn't do it. So you see that Amir la'akum that the Torah tells us is asr li'Yisrael, meaning that we have a smach to Amir la'akum from the Torah over there, but not only a smach to Amir la'akum, but also it's asr for Yisrael to do it himself, and also to have his chaver do it, to have another Jew do it. And we're not mechalik between a guy and another Jew in that regard. It would still be a violation of Amira. And he quotes that's Rashi in Avodah Zarah Tes Vav Amud Aleph writes, Masha Asher Li Yisrael Lomer Lo V'Chav Maasei Li Kach Zeu Mishum Mimtzo Chavtzcha V'Dabar Davar Dibur Asher. Why is Amira La'akum Asher? So there are a couple of Shittos in Rishonim, but Rashi Avodah Zarah holds that it's a violation of Dabar Davar, that you're not allowed to speak Malacha talk on Shabbos. So the Mainav Kamina, whether you're speaking Malacha talk to a guy or you're speaking Malacha talk to a Jew, either way, it's a violation of Amira. And this is a significant issue that Chazal were very serious about, the issue of Amira La'akum. And then he says there's a fourth potential problem. And this, he thinks, it sounds from the tshuva, he thinks is the biggest of all four problems, and that is Zilzal B'Kvod Chavero. That you're going to turn to another Jew and you're going to say, you know what you are to me? You're my Shabbos guy. I'm too good for this behavior, but you're not too good for this behavior, and therefore I want you to do it. He says, this is a davar chomer ma'od, to use your friend as a Shabbos guy, and it's a tremendous zilzal in the covenant of a Bar Yisrael. And Rabelsky writes, umadiv ma'od la'adinus hanefesh, lahabit bizchalek Yisrael likitos shonos, echad oser ve'echad matir, v'sha'osr mishtamshu b'matirim kilu einam Yehudim. Oh, Yehudim chusei maila. He says, it hurts a sensitive soul to look at divisions within Klal Yisrael, where some say something's asr, some say something's mutter, and the one who says it's asr is going to use the matir as if he's not a Jew, or as if he's a lower level Jew. He's like a chatzi Yehudi, that I'm going to use him in that way. So it hurts. It hurts to see such a thing, says Rabelsky. V'day b'zeh, he says, enough said with regard to that. So these are the four reasons that he suggests that this would be usher. He goes on to say that we should add that every once in a while, someone will say, I'm not going to ask you to open the bottle for me because I hold that it's usher. But I'll come up with the following shtick. I'll say, aren't you thirsty? Would you like to have a sip of this drink? Here, take a sip. I'll give you a sip of my drink. So the guy will have to open up the bottle, take a sip for himself, and then I'll have an open bottle. And he did it for himself. He didn't do it for me. So he says, Havi yodea she'ein be'itzazu klum. Worthless. Doesn't help at all. Why? This ha'arama, of the four reasons that we just said, which of the four is solved by this ha'arama? He says, only the third reason, that once he's doing it adaita d'nafshei, that's a heter in Amira la'akum. That the guy turns on the light for himself and not for you, so then it's a heter in Amira la'akum, that you're allowed to benefit from that malacha. But according to Shlichus L'Dvar Aveir, and according to Lifnei Iver, and according to Zilzal B'Kvod Chavero, according to all of those reasons, then it's still not an Eitzah, it still wouldn't work. I remember when I was in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, when I was in Karen B'Yavne, they used to have, back in the day, where the Kerem Biavne, Shalvim, and Gush boys had three Shabbatons a year. One in Shalvim, one in Kerem Biavne, one in Gush. They got together three times a year. They stopped doing this, I think. I guess too many fist fights. But they stopped doing it. They used to do it. And if I recall correctly, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein held that you weren't allowed to open up the yogurts on Shabbos. That he held that was Asr. And the Posek in Kerem Biavne held that it was mutter, which is shocking in its own right, that he held that anything was mutter, but he held that opening the yogurt was mutter. So all of the Gush guys were using the KBY guys as their Shabbos guy. So that's exactly what Rebelsky says. No, you can't do it. You should not use them as the Shabbos guy to do it. Even if you say, here, take a bite of my yogurt, and then I'll take it back. But he says, Yesh Ladas, Ki Achar Kol Zeh, Ima Echra Matir Asa Bishvil Misha Oser Shalo Kedin. If the KBY boy sees Nebuch, the hungry Gush guy, and he opens up the yogurt for him, Shaloka did, he wasn't asked. And one guy did that. I remember a guy doing that, going around the whole Chadar Ochel, opening up for all of his Gush friends. Mikol Mokom Lo Nesara Mashka Mishum Zeh. It doesn't make the drink asur. But the second time he does it, Nachon Ma'od, to not drink it, because it's going to become like Hefker, and it's not a good idea, so we should stay away from it. He said, and then he just closes the tshuva by saying, you know, there is a way to get through the bottle cap. You can take a knife and smash the top of the bottle cap where you make it totally useless, and then destroy it, and then you can open it b'derech heter. And he concludes the tshuva, v'aderech ha'yishorah she'yavar lo ha'adam, she'yachon es kol bakbukov l'fnei Shabbos, that you should try to really open up all your bottles before Shabbos, so you don't have to worry about any of these things, and it shouldn't be an issue. And umisha mefachid sheyafsim mizal yideh achanazu mashumen also yargil atzmo b'deos nechano shleyu chayev tluyim ba'anaos. So such an unbelievable line to conclude the tshuva. He says, you can say, oh, it's going to lose all its fizz, the drink's not going to be so good. He says, it's time to do a little cheshbon nefesh, if that's your major concern when you're trying to save yourself from Yisurei Shabbos. He says, you should be yargil atzmo b'deos nechanos. Have proper ashkafos a little bit, so that your whole life doesn't depend on a little bit of hana'ah here and a little bit of hana'ah there. Let's work on serving the Ribono Shel Olam.